How do I live? This is a question we should all be asking ourselves on this fifth Sunday of Lent. Am I living a life closely connected to the resurrectional presence of Jesus Christ, a life powered by the Spirit of God? Or am I living a self-centered life, meeting only my needs, seeking my own pleasure and my own concerns? According to Scripture, the latter leads to death. The readings today speak to us of life, a full, vibrant life now, and the fullness of eternal life in the hereafter. Ezekiel looks to the time when we will be raised from the dead. God will infuse us with the Spirit. Then we will be God's people, and God will be our God. Paul tells us we don't have to wait that long. We can begin living this new life here and now, because Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead. If we believe in Jesus, if we believe Jesus lives today, then the Spirit of God lives in us, and we are God's people, and God is our God today. So let's examine our lives. We are 2 weeks away from Easter, from the celebration of the resurrection. Have our lives changed since the beginning of Lent? Are we more God-centered, more loving, more forgiving, more patient? Are we gentler, more compassionate, more selfless? If the answer is, I haven't arrived, but I am trying, and at times I do succeed, then the resurrected life is growing in us, and that is all God asks of us. If we continue on such a path, the fruits of the Spirit will continue to grow in us, and our light will shine in the world, giving witness to the resurrection of Jesus. We will truly proclaim that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and all who believe in him will have eternal life. Let us continue the journey to Easter Sunday. Let us live a new and vibrant life in the Spirit.